Oh, bitch, you ain't shit.
Hey, y'all, I'm Queen Chicken here.
And I'm Breezy the Gent. And we
and
are...
And we are the... You good?
Yo, I am good. But are we delayed?
Are we?
I don't feel like it. All right, let's try again. Let's do this again.
Okay.
All right, come on.
Hey, y'all, I'm Queen Chickenhead.
And I'm Breezy the Gent. And we are the UH.
Oh, my God.
Yo, okay, so we're the UH Shit Podcast, if you ain't know already. And we can't get shit right.
That's fine. That's why we're late this week, guys. It's just we clearly can't figure this shit out over here. It's okay.
No, that's we'll get it together hilarious. One of these days. Just listen to the last episode. We got it in sync that time.
Right, like the first five. You guys heard it, okay? You guys heard it.
The first
five. You get it. This. You know who we are, right? Oh my
and
god.
So you sounding a little Well, I guess it don't matter. I'm just saying you sound stuffy.
Listen, okay? This weather changing has got me sounding real crazy. I sound like, who got a raspy voice? Because that's who I sound like, Busta Rhymes right now.
Yo, first of all, I'm about to... Spoiler alert. Shout out to Busta Rhymes.
The Masked Singer?
Yeah.
Yes, I was so hyped as soon as I heard the... As soon as the dragon started, I was like, that's Busta fucking Rhymes.
Like a
like,
motherfucker.
Yes.
Right away, I knew that was so Busta Rhymes. Dog.
Just like when Lil Wayne, it took me a minute for Lil Wayne. No, I had a white girl moment. No offense, y'all. But I had a blind moment when Lil Wayne was on The Masked Singer. Because I was like, I don't know who that is. And my ex was like,
yo,
you don't know who that is? I was like, nah, I don't hear the voice. Like, I don't know who that is.
Clearly Wayne.
But I clearly knew Bow Wow. I clearly knew who the frog was. That's all that matters.
And it's took me a minute to figure out Bow Wow.
What? I was a Bow Wow fan when I was growing up. I was a Bow Wow fan when I was little, so I knew off the bat. I was like, that's Sha fucking Moss. I was like, that's my baby. He made me proud, okay?
Yo, I
didn't like that candy one.
Nah.
I did not like that candy one. Because if anything, they knew who she was the whole time. They knew who Bow Wow was. And I'm like, he should have won.
I don't think Bow Wow should have won. I knew Candy was going to sweep that shit. I knew it from the first note that she fucking belted against all the competition. Like,
honestly,
she was the best singer in that bitch that season.
Excuse me?
Tell me who else. Who else?
Candy's voice is skeptical to me.
All right. She was a little shaky sometimes, but...
I was not impressed by her voice at all. And that's exactly why Escape is what they are. Ayo. I was not impressed by her voice. That's why Escape will never be SWV in a versus battle. So I need you to stop trying it.
All right.
Because Coco will sweep all four of them.
That's on for real. That's on everything. I definitely agree with that one. Yo.
But yes. Oh my god. Yes. Okay. Let's.
How was your week?
My week. It was interesting. We are back in training for a whole new level at my job. So that's boring, and this training is literally. It's a mind fuck. Like, it's ridiculous how much information we have to learn. It's a mind fuck. So yeah, that's all I can say.
Okay.
How was your
There's
week?
There's that. You know, sound real confidential to me.
Yes, it's too much. I don't even want to talk about it. Like, every day when I logged off, I was just like, work is staying with work. Even though I work from home, work is staying with work.
Yo.
I don't want to think about it. I turn on Netflix and watch Narcos Mexico and get into my drug dealing business. Like, I don't even care. Narcos. I don't even care about anything that has to do with where I work. Yes, so I don't even want to talk about work anymore. But yeah, how was your week, Breezy?
My week was pretty good. I haven't been watching Nothing But Girlfriends since the shit came out on Netflix. Like, I just am binging straight through all 8 seasons. Anytime I turn on the TV, it's to watch Girlfriends.
I really love that all of y'all had access to Girlfriends then, because I felt so alone just watching my DVDs and tweeting about it. And I'm like, well, you guys don't know what I'm talking about because y'all ain't watching it. But now I'm just like so hyped. So where are you at on Girlfriends?
Season 4, in the middle of season 4.
Oh, we're on the same season. Okay. Did Tony meet Todd?
Yeah. They got married and talked about divorce already.
Oh, okay.
Girlfriends is my favorite show. When people talk about these type of like shows all in this realm, all in this era, Girlfriends was my favorite. I've seen every episode before. Every single episode. I'm a big fan. So I'm really rewatching it for my girlfriend because she didn't see every episode. I can't wait until we get to the seasons that she didn't see. Like, I don't want to give too much away because some of these people didn't. No, everybody see what Tony left. She ain't see when Jabari got switched. She ain't see when Maya had a book.
Oh,
she ain't get to nowhere. She ain't get to none of that.
Oh, she ain't see when Maya actually made it on up when she moved on up.
Yes. I can't wait. I'm so excited. Like, I'm giddy inside. And she obviously can't listen to this episode now because we just spoiled it for her.
It's okay. I mean, we don't really tell her anything. I mean, it's no secret. After like a certain point, everybody knows that Maya starts a book.
Well, we don't know that. We're not there yet. Maya just started going back to school.
I know, it's only season 4.
She just found out that she got to start off as a freshman again. That's where we at.
Maybe if we remember, we can put disclaimers in the about. If people actually read, we can put disclaimers in the about when we...
Yeah. For people that don't watch Girlfriends or Masked Singer, because we done spoiled 2 shows to somebody who ain't seen it before.
That's okay. If you've never seen The Masked Singer, I really advise you to go back and watch from season 1 because it's an excellent show. Like, they've had so many great artists on the show already, and it's only on season 4. Season 4 just started. It's only 2 episodes in. So many great people on the show so far.
It's just another spoiler because I'm hyped that I figured it out. Leanne Rimes on there this season.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So go back to the first episode and figure it out. She was on episode 1.
I gotta remember the characters. I think I know who it is, though. I gotta remember the characters.
They thought she was a Disney character at first, or Disney, somebody from Disney.
Yes, I knew that was fucking her. Yo. All right. We gonna text about it. I knew that was her. I couldn't put my, yes, when girl. I was tweeting about it, I was watching, I was like, oh, we're going to talk because the twins, I love the twins. The owls.
Mm-hmm.
The owls, I love the owls. Oh, my God. My fuck. Ugh. Anyway.
Yeah, for me.
We're going to talk about this.
Right. But the week, besides me watching Girlfriends, I recorded a car show over the weekend. So I got that to edit that I've been working on and I'll be working on throughout the weekend. I just put out a sneaker commercial that I was been editing for a while, on and off, honestly. So I'm glad to finally put that out.
Yeah, Breezy is amazing at doing, like, girl, I'm gonna find a reason to use you, because maybe I'm gonna use you for my OnlyFans account.
Oh my gosh, get me in trouble.
Maybe I'm gonna use you for my OnlyFans account or something. I don't know. I just, because the content is just amazing. Okay, like, child, y'all need a videographer, hit up Breezy. That's all I gotta say.
Check out my page, check out my website. I got a portfolio of a bunch of shit I did, but we out here. I'm out here trying to be out here booked and busy,
exactly. I mean, you're just trying to get to a dollar like the rest of us, you know.
Right.
Everybody don't want to work this 9-to-5 life. Y'all see it stressing us out. I mean, you see, I'm about to go to OnlyFans.
Holla at you, girl. Ray, you hear sis talking about OnlyFans?
Holla at you, girl.
I guess that was my week. I can't even remember if I really did anything because, again, work is work. So I just be working during the week. The weekend, came and went. And then we here, I don't know. That was my week, really. I just worked. I will edit it.
Let's do a little foreplay.
So, I mean, what have these celebrities been getting into this week?
Lisa Rae and The Brat butt heads on Lisa Rae platform. I forgot what the damn thing is called already.
It's Cocktails with Queens with
there we go.
Selena Johnson, Claudia Jordan, and then
Vivica Fox.
There we go. I could not think about it. I was about to say 56. Like, y'all know.
No. Do not, first of all, pause the beat. And don't the ever.
Thing, the don't first ever thing that comes to my mind when I see her is when her and 50 Cent was beefing, and then she was talking about eating. Was she talking about eating his ass? I think she was talking about eating his ass. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. Don't ask me
There's
why.
There's so many don't other things you can say about
Trust
Vivica
me,
Fox.
I know. Trust
so many
me,
other
I
things.
Know.
Like, how about the joint from Kill Bill? Or the joint from Set It Off? Or the joint from Booty Call? We talking about 50 Cent X. What the fuck? Like, she had a career. Has
Stop
a career.
Me. Listen,
she has a career.
I used to go hard for Vivica A. Fox. Something about her. I'm just like, I don't like the old you, girl. It's just, okay.
I got a little Vivica Fox story. It's nothing like that. Don't spice it. It was literally.
Well, then why would you bring it up? Like, don't tell me about a celebrity story if it ain't juicy.
It's not juicy, but I just want to like throw my little two cents in there. So back in the day, back when I was doing hair shows and stuff, like, well, I used to do hair shows. I did a few hair shows for this hair salon that I used to go to all the time because I was real close to that to my stylist or whatever. I might have been like 13, 14. In this hair show, we in the hotel room or whatever, and Vivica Fox was the host of it. And she walked past us in the hallway and said hi to us. So we was like,
that's your story.
That's my story. I got a better one though. That same one. Okay. But the same night, Jada Kiss walked into our hotel room and used the bathroom.
That's fine ass me.
Huh. He used the bathroom. We heard him pee.
You know what? I'm banning you from sharing your celebrity stories because, girl, what?
I got other celebrity stories.
No.
That time I saw Jada Kiss.
Oh, Lord.
All right. My bad.
Can we finally set to rest that there's only one set of twins in Jagged Edge? I hate y'all for really thinking that there was two set of twins in Jagged Edge. Only two of them are twins. The other two are just other people. They're not related. They're not twins.
Y'all are nowhere near close to twins.
Negroes, y'all are just as bad as the white folk telling us that we all look alike by saying they look alike. Too much. No.
So, speaking of Jagged Edge, let me share my story.
Oh, Lord.
It was real. It's again, all of this shit happened when I was young, so I don't have like big juicy stories. I didn't meet them and be able to talk to them like as an adult. I wasn't a fucking adult. So this time again, this was back when it might have been Powerhouse. Mm-hmm. But this was the Powerhouse where the Brat was a part of it still. Bow Wow
again, it was probably the Powerhouse because Jay-Z used to be at Powerhouse every year, so it was more than likely Powerhouse.
My mom used to work at the Marriott downtown. Me and my sister went to go meet her, and she had us wait outside the lobby. And we walking over to where we got to wait at, and Jagged Edge getting out of their limo. Now, at this point, I didn't even realize who they were. I was just walking, and I bumped into one of the brothers, and I looked up, and I was just like, oh, my bad, and then kept walking. And my sister was tapped me and was like, didn't you realize that was Jagged Edge? I'm like, what? All dumb. All dumb and young, so... You know, I brushed up against the brother. I don't know which one, but...
Oh, Lord.
Again, that's my celebrity story.
I'm banning you from sharing any more celebrity stories.
I got one more.
No. I only want to hear celebrity stories if it results in, you know, some head voice knocking and all that.
Well, I'm not ever having sex with those celebrities.
I'm sorry because I am.
I don't trust Hollywood. They got herpes. Hollywood Eagle herpes. I don't got time for it.
Listen.
It's running rampant. R. Kelly gave it to everybody. I don't trust
it.
Oh,
Lord. But
all I'm saying is herpes is scary.
I would have to take your word for it because I don't know. I just, you know.
So you're telling me you're not scared of herpes. You don't know whether or not you're scared of herpes.
I would have to take your word for it because I don't know if it's scary and I'm not trying to find out. From what I remember in health class, you know, it's not fun. So let's get off the top of your herpes. So Lisa Ray and the Brad. So we all know that they're sisters, right? So they have a little sibling rivalry. We all have siblings. Well, most of us who have siblings, we know how it can get. Especially when you get older. You know, I'm the youngest, so me and my older siblings, we don't always mesh. Cool, whatever. Me being grown, I'm like, you know, unless I really need you, you really need me. We don't really have to talk. You know, cool, calm, whatever. So I get that. So the beef with Lisa Ray, and so she, you know, Lisa Ray's birthday just recently passed. How old? She turned what, 50? Oh, or am I tripping?
I don't think she's 50 yet.
Okay.
Lisa Ray.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh yeah, yes she is. Yes she is. She just turned 53.
Oh wow, man. Okay, Lisa, you're still fine, boo.
Right.
So Lisa just turned 53. And she has a show with the other three women I previously mentioned. And as a surprise for her, they had the Brat come on and tell her happy birthday. So on the video, you know, it's so cute and heartfelt and sentimental because Lisa starts crying. But as the Brat starts sharing stories, childhood stories of the two, Lisa is covering her face. And you can see immediately that her demeanor changes. And then we shortly, soon find out that they haven't spoken in months. And pretty much since the Brat came out, they haven't spoken. From what I gather. Yeah, so she came out publicly. So on the show, Lisa was, you know, airing out her grievances. Was saying she wasn't going to say exactly what was going on, but the Brat knew what it was about. And later on, Lisa ended up saying that the Brat never called her to share like her happiness and all that. But the Brat told their aunt, but she never told Lisa, and Lisa felt some type of way, especially being in the. And a celebrity in the limelight, she going on interviews and stuff like that, and they're asking her how does she feel about her younger sister, the Brat, you know, coming out and getting engaged and all this, and Lisa was just like, all I could say was, if she's happy, I'm happy. So, of course, she felt some type of way being an older sister. So, yeah, pretty much, and the Brat was really, really had nothing to say. She really couldn't say much.
And she was stone faced.
Yeah. So, before we go any further, I really want to know, like, what are your thoughts? Like, whose side are you on? Do you feel where Lisa is coming from? Do you feel like she overreacted? Do you feel like the Brat underreacted? Or you feel like, you know, she probably did it because she doesn't like, I don't know, all their drama and all that? I don't know. Because I have my own thoughts, so I want to hear what you say, Breezy.
I feel where Lisa Ray's coming from.
Okay.
Honestly. If they, you know, had a relationship from what it seems like, she is getting the impression that they don't have the relationship that they thought they had because she's hearing about her sister coming out from the blogs and not from her own sister that she was about to make this announcement or whatever. Like, apparently, like, obviously they close enough to where Lisa Ray been new to tea. So it ain't like this was brand new news and she just found out she was gay. She's just upset that she didn't share that she was ready to tell the world something that she knew already. And I completely, I did feel a little entitled, like, you should have told me. But then... I get the heartbreak. I get the disappointment. I guess I'll say that much. I get the disappointment.
Yeah, I can honestly say, I can see it from both sides. But I wholeheartedly felt Lisa Rae's anger, and I felt where she was coming from, because it's like, you're sitting here sharing all these heartfelt childhood memories that we had and things I used to do for you, that goes to show how close we are and how much I've, like, how much I value being your older sister. And for you to say, for you to come out to the public and tell them about the true you without even mentioning to me or letting me know, like, hey, I'm about to do this, knowing that we're both in the limelight and I'm doing interviews and stuff like this, and I had the show, and you're leaving me out in the open, is making it look like we are not as close as we really are. So right. From even when her mentioning on the video, she stated, like, we were going, like, I was going through stuff in my life, but what did I do? I still talked mm-hmm. about it.
Right.
Because that's who I am, and because, you know, our relationship. And so it really made her look at, you know, her relationship with her younger sister, like, damn, I can't even talk to her about shit. Or we're not as close as I thought we were. So now, and it caused a rift between them that they haven't even talked. And it sounds, from what Lisa was saying, she was reaching out and the brat wasn't even answering her phone call. And Lisa felt like she was in a waiting list just to be replied back to. And yeah, I feel that.
I definitely get that. And then to add to it, like, y'all haven't spoken in months and now all of a sudden you want to wish me a happy birthday on this platform. Like, how you think I'm about to react?
Right. And for you said I was going to be sweet, and she even said it. She was like, y'all thought I was going to be sweet? No, I'm going to tell her how it is. And that's what I love about Lisa Rae. She's been in the industry for so long. She's not know I'm going to be like this just because I'm in a limelight, or just because it's my show, or just because I'm on this platform. No, fuck that. I'm going to be as real and as truthful as I can be. And the part where I say I feel the brat, I think she was more so reserved because she, you see how long it actually took her to publicly come out, when most of us already had an inkling and were just like, you know, we knew, we were just waiting for you to say something.
Right, right.
So it was like, I feel her, because even this, she's probably been in multiple relationships, but this is her first public relationship.
Right.
So she's not, even though she's a celebrity, she's not really in the limelight, because before Dish Nation and all that, what do we really care about the brat? The brat was, we knew she was in the industry, but she was always low key. So it's like, I understand why she was putting her head down and all that in the video, because she knew she was wrong. And two, it's just not being in the, like, talking about her personal business and all that is new for her.
Right.
So I feel like I want to hope that they may have had a talk after the fact. Who knows?
I hope so. I hope the brat called her up.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I know just by looking at their, like, the body language and the movements that they were doing, especially the brat, I feel like she wanted to, or she probably did reach out to her sister. I just want to know if Lisa Rae actually answered the call or replied to the text, you know? It's because sibling rivalry, especially something like that when you get older, it's not fun. It's not easy. I get it. It's so much emotion and all that, because I'm going through shit with my siblings, like with my older brother. But, I mean, it is what it is. You hate it. You don't like, you know, you don't like how things are, but I'm doing it to make a point. And
yeah. I think that Lisa Rae will answer, because at the end of the day, in the whole segment, she was saying that, you know, at the end of the day, they still sisters and she ain't going nowhere. So she know that, like, she's not trying to tarnish the whole relationship because of this. She just mad at it right now.
Yeah. And I hate to see siblings fight, especially celebrities, because they're already in a limelight, and, you know, people might try to be extra. And do, like, it's not even worth it. It's not even worth it. Like, so I really hope them as being sisters, because I love the fact that when I found out that they were sisters when I was younger, I thought it was, like, so odd. But anytime I would hear them, like, Lisa Rae would do an interview and they might mention the brat, she always spoke highly of her sister, and vice versa. The brat would do an interview and they mentioned Lisa Rae, always spoke highly of her sister. Like, we all know how Lisa Rae started. It is what it is. But she's one of the top in the game. She's been in the game for a minute. She went from, wasn't she a stripper at one point?
That I can't attest to.
Okay. But she was a video vixen. I do remember that. And she went from doing that to acting. And look at her now. Like, she's in the virtual world. She has a show. So it's like, she's one of the women that's actually respected in the game. And it's like, sibling rivalry is not fun. I don't like to see siblings rival. I don't like what I'm going through. I don't like to see anybody like going through it with their family member, especially a sibling, because you go through shit with your parent, but if you have a sibling, you know you can always go to your sibling. Your sibling will have your back because they know how your parent is. So not only you're not going through it alone, they're also going through it too. So it's like siblings are the one, like they're your first friend before you have actual friends. They're the ones that's always going to look out for you, no matter if they're older than you or younger than you. So it's like, you know, you're always going to have them in your corner. So then I have your sibling in your corner. It's a hurtful feeling. It is. So I really hope that they mend their differences and their issues, because I know the brat will want her sister, if she gets married to this this woman, I know how the brat will want her sister to be there for it.
Yeah, I just really hope that they mend their relationship, which I just feel like they will. I feel Lisa Ray's disappointment and anger, and I'm not mad at it.
I'm not either. I get it.
What's your relationship status?
All right, so Breezy. Would you compromise just your happiness for the success of your relationship?
The straight up answer is no, but then my follow-up question would be, what am I compromising? Like, happiness meaning like junk food, or happiness meaning like my career? You know, like, I can maybe give up junk food.
No, I mean, like, on a, like, on a, like, on a, not even just career, like, I'm going to use your, or just being in a long-term relationship. It may not even be, like, directed at your relationship, but as a whole. And I get this question, but, as far as you being in a long-term relationship, and maybe you might find like you're questioning if you're happy or not. I don't like, what makes you happy? Like, I know, like, what actually makes you happy, Ruby? Outside of relationship, what makes you happy? Like,
being alive and breathing. But
come on with the rainbows.
No,
teddy bear.
Is that a rainbow teddy bear thing? Are you not happy, like, to be living and breathing?
That's cute.
If you ain't happy to be, like, living and breathing, then you got another problem, sis. Okay?
That's cute, but what, like, seriously, like, what do you do that you really find yourself to be happy while you're doing? Like, is it videography?
It's definitely videography. Recording things. Like, I like to be at different events and be able to record and be in the mix. And that makes me happy. Playing video games make me happy. Going out to eat makes me happy.
So say if, okay, time to use videography then, because I know you really enjoy that. So say if your girlfriend was to come one day and say she thinks that you doing videography is interfering with your relationship. It could be either a scheduling thing, it could be who you're working with, doesn't matter. She thinks that she's suggesting to you that you take a break from it. Would you?
No, we would have to break up. That's honest as fuck. Hell no.
And that's what I was getting to, like, anything that makes you happy, and then your partner finds doesn't like it, because it could be your partner maybe feels like they should be the thing or the person or whatever that makes you happy, and they have a problem with whatever hobby you're doing. So they give you an ultimatum, pretty much. It's either them or the hobby. So you wouldn't compromise.
I hate the
happiness.
Idea of ultimatums in relationships. Like, if you already have to give an ultimatum, I don't know. I'm not fond of the type of person that's okay with giving ultimatums.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Because when I think of ultimatums, I'd be like, if I'm giving you this ultimatum, that's my answer right there for me to leave.
Right.
Because
hello.
What is the honest to
like,
God truth?
Like, you're trying
because
to force this person to do what you want them to do.
Right. Because the person may answer just to satisfy you, but they won't answer truthfully. And then if they do answer truthfully, you might in the back of your head think that wasn't the honest truth, or that wasn't the answer they wanted to give. You mm-hmm. like, it's ultimatums are tricky, and they're either way, they're set up to fuck shit up. Like, they're set up to shake the table. But yeah, and okay.
So, would you compromise your happiness?
No, I can honestly say no. And I hate that I bring up my last relationship, but my last relationship was a testament of everything as far as where I am today. No, because as far as my last relationship went, I wasn't happy, but he was. So it was like, do I satisfy that to be happy? Do I satisfy him to make him happy and me not be happy? Because I don't really have, like, honestly, being alone makes me happy. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the honest to God truth. So if I really was to think about it as far as, like, me being in a relationship, if I had to sacrifice my time, my alone time to be with somebody, it might drive me crazy. The honest to God might drive me crazy. Like, so I would never sacrifice my happiness to be with somebody.
I like
because
that.
if it came down to it, would they do the same for you? That's the question that always comes to my mind. Would you do the same for me?
More than likely not.
Yeah.
Like, I would hope, like, I don't know. And there's plenty of people out there that have been in relationships or are in relationships that they've given up their passion just to be with somebody or to further their relationship in their eyes.
And
like,
then they
just
complain
for example,
about
let's
it.
use girlfriends as an example. William had Yvonne quit her job.
Oh,
quit
that pissed
force.
Me off.
Quit
and then
her
would
whole
not
career.
And then asked for a prenup.
It was ridiculous. And she did it. She did it just to be in this relationship with him. I thought that was, it was just all ridiculous. I don't think anybody, any woman or man needs to compromise. Just talking about your career, like you compromising your career, something you're passionate about just.
And you saw how happy she was about it. Yeah, no, it was a no. Like, just because she was in a dangerous career. Well, you knew that when you started dating her.
Hello.
So why, and I bring up that, and I'm thinking about like sex workers, strippers. They find like the man that they probably are with or is a man that they probably met at the strip club. So now you want me to stop strip. Now he's mad that his girl is getting all his attention at the strip club. He wants her to quit. So you want me to quit the same place that you met me at? You know it makes me happy. You know it's bringing in all this money. Why would you want me to quit this? So then are you going to support me the same way that my job is supporting me? Because who's to say that you're going to make me as happy as my job is doing, as my career is doing?
Right.
Then what? It's crazy.
I mean, even still, who's to say you can't have a fruitful and happy relationship and a fruitful and happy fucking career at the same time?
There
if somebody's trying to make you fucking choose one or the other, then there's going to be somebody that's not going to make you choose one or the other. Let's make that easy.
Yeah, somebody said if they're making you choose, then that's not the person for you. Because the person that truly loves you will not make you choose. If they want you to stop doing something that you love, they better have a better fucking plan for you.
Right.
They better have a better fucking plan for you, because ain't no way in hell I'm stopping something that I truly love. It's no man, no child, nothing. If you truly love something, don't let anything come in the way of it. It might be an obstacle at one point, but it's not going to stop you.
And that goes for even cutting off friends, like genuine friends, not people that you've had sex with, or like, and even if you had sex once and then y'all was friends afterwards, if you had sex with the person, you had sex with the person. That's it. That's a fact. But like, just cutting people off in general, because that made me think of another thing in Girlfriends where Maya was about to cut off her girlfriends for Darnell. I was over that too. Oh, she was just calling them all crying like, Darnell don't want me to speak to y'all. And they had to come up with a whole plan about to lie on her behalf.
No, that's different, because that was Maya's fault.
But still, we're still going to the narrative. We're not talking about girlfriends though. We're talking about the narrative.
But still, we're gonna talk about girlfriends one day, okay? Because child, they all trifling. But
the narrative is that she was willing to give up her three best friends to stay with her husband. She was just willing to do that. Let's say Joan did buy that fucking watch. Let's say that.
No, we're going to talk about girlfriends another day.
Listen, all I'm saying is she shouldn't have been willing to cut off her friends because of Darnell.
Well, she shouldn't have been lying. That just is what it is. It just is what it is. She's a trifling hoe. It just is what it is. She pissed me off. But we're going to talk about girlfriends another day, y'all.
Come on. We definitely going to talk about girlfriends another day, because I'm not going to say I was feeling Maya when she was doing all that shit, but I wasn't feeling Darnell from the gate, so.
But nothing. And you're right. He has his faults, but she stayed. So the fact that she stayed, that went out the window, and she went even further. It's a no.
Right.
We should definitely do that. Have an episode dissecting girlfriends, because girlfriends got a lot of shit going on. You know what?
So much shit. It gave me the examples for this damn conversation.
Oh, that's an idea.
Two different things, two different whole episodes, two different seasons and everything. But man, like, cutting people off and stopping your career and I don't know. Doing shit that you don't want to do.
Stop doing shit that's not
that you're uncomfortable with. Right.
There we go.
Because you're going to do stuff that you don't want to do sometimes, because that's the part of compromise. But like, if you're completely feeling just uncomfortable about it, and you're just like, I don't want to give up this job. Like, I don't really want to do that, but you're going to do it anyway. Yourself is already telling yourself that you're making a bad decision. Like,
and if you're constantly finding yourself having a compromise and your partner is not, that's either a conversation you need to have or a relationship you don't need to be in.
Period.
That just is what it is. But on that note, do not sacrifice your happiness for your partner. Not unless they're going to do the same for you.
I'm not even with the not unless they're going to do the same for you shit. Because then what? Y'all both going to be some unhappy motherfuckers sitting around looking at each other like, what? Mad that you can't go jet skiing while she mad that she can't, like, whatever the fuck she mad about. Like, fuck that. Fuck no. If two people are willing to sacrifice their fucking happiness, then they need to go to therapy first. Period. I mean,
therapy is a thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad, I wasn't, you know, saying it as a bad, like, you need to go fix yourself.
Therapy is definitely an idea. You need to go to
therapy first if you're okay with putting your happiness over like anybody else's. We need to get comfortable with ourselves. We need to be happy with our happiness, because somebody gonna be happy with our happiness and happy with their own, and we ain't gotta change that shit.
And she said what she said and how she said it.
Period.
Bitch, I need some advice.
Okay, so this week we have a listener question. Our listener question is from Anonymous Becky. Hey, Becky.
Hey, girl.
So, the question is, say you're having sex with someone, right? And for the first month or so, you're just letting things flow, thinking it's not going to last too much longer because it's only sex. How long do you expect to have sex with one person or one consistent partner?
You want the honest answer? You want the you want to be told what you want to hear?
Honest answer. Let's start there.
I can't remember the last time I had just one sexual partner.
Well, we're not talking. Just imagine, even just with one of your partners, how long do you expect to have sex with, like, consistently with one person before you start having feelings and going on dates and shit like that?
It depends on how good the sex is.
Okay. We definitely have different answers.
this is what I think, okay? If you guys have actually spent the time to get to know each other before you had sex, that right there would determine how far you want it to go. And as far as, you know,
what if you didn't?
I'm about to. The sex will determine that then. So after you guys had sex and you decided to, you know, start to get to know each other, I don't, like, how do you go about that? Like, okay. See, I go through a vetting phase at least a day or two before I fuck the nigga. So honestly, based off of me, if the sex is amazing, that will determine if I'm going to stop talking to anybody else. And that's just how I work personally. I don't know. How do you work, Breezy?
It's not even the concept to stop talking to anybody else. It didn't seem like that. It's more so before you are doing more than just having sex with that person. You can still be having sex with other people, but for me,
more than what? Like what? Going on a date?
Yeah, how long do you expect to have just casual sex with somebody before the casual sex turns into something more?
I don't know. I'll ask him. Like, you want to go out? that's really. If I'm hungry and I don't feel like seeing my friends, I'll text them and be like, "Yo, what you doing today? You want to go out? All right, there's a date right there." 9 out of 10, he gonna pay because he's just that type of nigga. But you know, everybody's different. But it really, nice. I'm the type of person. I'm straightforward. If I'm hungry, and I text you and be like, "Yo, you free? And we can go and make plans to go out to eat." That's a date.
Right.
Every time you go out is a date. It could be with a friend, that's a date. I mean, anything could be a date. You want to go chill out by the art museum? You want to go chill out on the steps? You want to go chill out in Kelly Drive? That's a date. Because then what are y'all doing? Y'all are talking, getting to know each other. Stop putting too much thought into shit. You can do that right now while you're just fucking him. Like, you don't have to put too much thought into it. If he down to do it, he down to do it. If he not, he not.
Right.
That's how I think about it.
For me, my immediate answer is you should not expect to have sex with someone more than one time. Period.
Okay.
That's an honest answer. Don't expect to have sex with somebody more than one time. Like,
all right.
The fuck? No. Those.
You know, I was terrible for my answer.
Because that's real shit. You already, like, slow your fucking roll. You already got to take casual sex as you get the shit. Don't be too expecting that just because you had that sex that one time that you're going to have sex another time. Like, it's not always going to happen that way. So,
but she clearly doesn't want to have casual sex with this person.
My rule is to take everything day by day, even casual sex, into going into a relationship. Just keep it very casual. Just keep going with the flow. Like, fuck it. We gonna chill today, we not. We not, then we not.
Becky, how long have you been talking to this person? I need context, because that would determine. Girl, hit us up in the DMs, because I want to know. We gonna have a serious conversation, boo. Because I want to know, how long you been talking to this person? How good the sex is? And what have y'all been doing since? Like, are y'all just texting? Yo. Are y'all consistently texting? Like, girl, I'm in the same phase as you. So let me know. We can help each other out.
Think they're getting to know each other. And my advice on that part is, if you get to the point where you still going with the flow and your feelings become unbearable, that's the moment when you choose to stop talking to that person or share your feelings. I think you should, honestly, that's it. If they're unbearable, then that's something you gotta deal with. But if you can bear with, like, just going with the flow, then keep doing what you're doing, because obviously if he not bringing it up, then it's not a big deal.
I think it's a tad bit strong, but I get what you're saying.
I don't think so, because feelings are strong. If you strongly feel for somebody and you feel like you can't keep having sex with that person that strongly, and you just wanna be with them, and you know you wanna be with them, be honest with yourself about that and don't, like, egg it on. I wasn't, you know, if you have the feeling that you wanna be with somebody, it's not always strong. It's just like, oh, I can see myself being with that person. Like, oh, they cool. Until it gets to that unbearable point where it's just like, damn, I really like this person. Like, this is it.
Okay, I definitely agree, Breezy, on that. I definitely agree. If you really, girl, be open about your feelings. Communicate. Why y'all so scared? Communicate. Right. And if they don't, like I said before, if they don't share the same feelings as you, or they're brushing off shit, leave them alone.
Yes, it's gonna be billions. I'm saying billions because there are billions of people. Like,
yes,
that's not
and
even
stop
an over...
restricting.
Oh God,
stop
there's
restricting
so many people.
Yourself to the city. Stop restricting yourself to the state. Stop restricting yourself. Stop.
To
there's
the damn
so many
country.
Different people.
Listen, explore. Live your life.
I mean, ain't nobody letting us in right now. So restrict yourself to the country. But there's
so many different
people in our country alone that you can meet. If that person says no, or if that person don't feel the same way you do, or if they brushing off your feelings, limit your conversation, limit your interaction with them. Stop giving them that pussy. Listen.
Right. That's a big, oh well, fuck you, because it's going to be somebody else who's going to want to fuck me and like me at the same time.
Period. And that's it.
It's time for
the You Ain't Shit playlist.
So this week, the first song I'm putting on the playlist is Lambo by Luke James.
Oh, that's fine, motherfucker.
Not like super You Ain't Shit, but it sounds like he was singing to a girl that ain't shit. That's like, you love me, but why don't you love me? You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
and he's singing it real beautifully. I love Luke James. I love his voice. Like, he's everything.
I just like staring at him. He's fine.
He's cute.
He is fine. Okay. So, my first song is by a Philly native, featuring a Philly native. It's done by Jasmine Sullivan, featuring Meek Mill. That's my shit. That's my shit. If you know, you know. It's just it. Y'all gonna hear it.
I don't know if I've even heard that song yet, but I'm gonna
give
it a listen.
Are you serious?
I'm pretty sure. I have an unpopular opinion, and I'm gonna just keep it to myself.
What is it? I'm curious.
I'm gonna keep it to myself, nigga. I'll tell you later, but I ain't telling the listeners because it's unpopular.
So I share my unpopular opinion about Drake, and you can't share yours about whomever.
Mm-mm. This one ain't. Okay. This ain't the one. This ain't the one to share.
Okay. Yeah, because there's two Philly people in this track, so I don't know who you talk about. We gonna talk.
Nope, nobody. Talk. Nobody at all. But I'm gonna listen to the song though.
The song is alright.
My next song I'm putting on the list is In My Crocs by Trevor Jackson, the kid from Grown-ish.
Yes. So
I think it's a cute little bop.
Yeah, I forgot that he actually sings. Yeah, he's adorable.
But he basically talking about how he can steal somebody's bitch just wearing Crocs.
Oh,
so
Lord,
that's pretty ain't shit.
I'm cracking. I have come to like men in Crocs, but they can't just wear them any type of way.
He got a whole video and everything.
I don't own a pair. I'm gonna buy me a pair soon one day, but they're expensive. But it's something about a man in Crocs if he puts it together the right way. It's fine.
You need to watch that video then, because Trevor was looking fine in them Crocs.
He's too pretty for me. He's not attractive. Really? To me. He's too pretty.
But you talking he's about too pretty. Well, all right, Luke. I guess
Luke James is pretty.
No, no, no.
Luke James is different. He gritty. Different. Ugh. Makes me smile all over. Okay, so my last song is by yours truly's favorite, 21 Savage, featuring Future X. I'm just stunting on my ex, bitch.
Love that song. That's my shit.
That is my song, okay? I get hype.
Every time I hear it, like.
Yes. I be flexing for no fucking reason.
Man, neither one of these niggas ain't shit, like.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. 21 might be the guy. But no, so that's lit. It for this week. I'm cranking. No, you're good. So that's it for this week's playlist. Don't forget, you can check them out on Spotify and Apple Music. They are updated every week after episode drops. So, yeah.
We can end it.
You can follow me on Instagram, on Twitter at Queen Chickenhead.
You can follow me on Instagram at Breezy_legent.
And don't forget to follow our Instagram page at You Ain't Shit Podcast, our Twitter page at You Ain't Shit Pod, and go ahead and like and share, comment on our Facebook page at You Ain't Shit Podcast.
Please, and don't forget, if you have a question, if you want some advice, if you have a story, that you want to share, we are here to do this on air for you. If you email us at youaintpodcast@gmail.com, that's youaintpodcast@gmail.com. We'll always keep it anonymous and keep it cute.
Yes. So thank you for listening this week, guys. Bye.
Ooh, bitch, you ain't shit.